Welcome to the Realtor Mortgage Market Update, a real estate agent-centric group designed to keep you informed of today's mortgage market. Welcome to the Realtor Mortgage Market Update, an update that I do just for you, the real estate professionals. And I am your host, Alberto Gomez, with the Gomez Mortgage Team. And I'm coming to you today from my vehicle because I don't want you to miss on today's report. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. On Wednesday, new home sales, which measures signed contracts on new homes, and I emphasize new homes, that rose 7.5% in October, and there was a negative revision to last month, making the gains look bigger. But even with this revision, sales were up 5.5%, and this is huge as the forecast was for 5.5% decline. In my opinion, the forecast was because October had mortgage rates in the mid-sevens, the highest rates we have seen in decades. Now, in November, as I forecasted, rates came down about 0.5%, so we should see a pickup in activity going forward. On Wednesday, we also had initial jobless claims, and these are claims which measure individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, and that increased by 17,000 to 240,000. That's a big increase. Continuing claims, or those that continue to receive benefits after their initial claim, that rose by 48,000 to 1.55 million and has risen over 200,000 over the last 7 weeks. Also on Wednesday, the Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for last week, and purchase applications rose 3% last week, following a 4% rise in the previous report. And according to the MBA, interest rates declined from 6.9% to 6.67%. Oh, what a difference a year makes. Last year at this time, rates were about half of that, as we were at 3.25%. And keep this in mind, as inflation keeps going down, so will interest rates. As I have said, as I said earlier, activity will continue to pick up. Interest rates follow inflation, not Fed funds hikes. And if you doubt this, just look at November 2nd, when the Fed raised the Fed funds rate another 75 basis points. Then 8 days later, on November 10th, you know, the CPI inflation shows a drop and rates came down anywhere from 0.25 to 0.75 points. And they continue to trickle down. And we also, on Wednesday, we also had the Fed minutes from the November meeting released. And it said that the Federal Reserve officials expect to switch to smaller interest rate increases soon, according to those to the minutes. Then they further said that some officials expressed concern over the impact rate increases could have on the financial stability and the economy. So I am saying that a 50 basis point increase is a lock for the December 14th meeting. Over the weekend, I will do a home price appreciation going forward report, because I'm getting a lot of questions about what I am telling buyers about buying right now. And you will want to hear this, as you are your buyer's trusted advisor. So, and they're going to come to you for advice. Next week is a busy week again. Tuesday, we have the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which is the gold standard on home appreciation. And it's going to be down. So you really want to make sure you listen to this weekend's video that I do. We will also have the FHFA House Price Index. Then on Wednesday, we have the ADP Employment Report and Pending Home Sales. Thursday, we have personal consumption expenditures, and this could be a good day for rates, much like the CPI report back on November 10th. And Friday, the BLS jobs report. After Wednesday's Fed minutes released this past Wednesday, mortgage bonds rallied and closed up 36 basis points, which is good for mortgage rates. Today, the bond markets close at 2 p.m. Right now, they are down 6 basis points, but rates have improved this week. Please invite your friends to our group. Refer your borrowers and sellers to us for their mortgage needs and to experience our concierge service. And please stay healthy, be safe, have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.